Today on Fuck Outta Here with your host, you know who it is, motherfuckers, Abyss Killer, FOH, gang, 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 all up in the news and shit. We be doing that FOH gang on the motherfucking YouTube. You know what I'm saying? We stay doing it. Thanks for the subscribers. Thanks for all that. Shout out to all y'all rocking with me. Shout out to all y'all listening to me on iTunes or Podomatic. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? I want y'all to see if y'all can help me get bigger. Let's see if we could get the YouTube to 100 subscribers. If y'all could help me with that. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking little right now. I want to get to 100,000. But right now, you know, let's think. Let's move a step at a time. I'm new to this. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm you know, learning little by little. So, thank y'all. Shout out to y'all for rocking with me. I fucks with y'all. You know what I'm saying? All right, now, I want to get into this JC versus Chef Trez. Jim. That shit was fire. Yo, writer's block, shout out to them. That shit was fire. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you the bars. That's a disservice talking about, like, the battle. I'm not gonna do that. But what I am gonna do is tell you how dope the battle was. Like, in ways I had to compare it. You know what I'm saying? But before I compare it, I want to say shout out to URL. Dope ass battle. Definitely what they said it was in the building, it is what it is on cam. Same thing on cam. Like, but shout out to both battle rappers. Shout out to Smack Beasley, Autumn Chico. This is what niggas needed. This is y'all won right now with this one battle. Y'all won right now. But let me get to the breakdown of what I think the battle was like to me. And if y'all agree, you know, comment and tell me what you think. You know what I'm saying? Like, all right, the battle to me was like Jackie Chan versus Jet Li. Let me break it down, all right? Now, Chef Trez to me is like Jackie Chan, because he's creative, he could think, he could think and make shit up in the spur of the moment. Like Jackie Chan could use different items and fuck a nigga up basically spontaneously with fucking any weapon or anything, so he can basically think on his feet, think quick, and use anything. That's Chef Trez. And then Jet Li, that nigga's accurate, precise, to the point, deadly shots every time. Like, that's JC. And to me, that's how the battle went. The battle was like, JC was like, accurate. Every hit was like shocking. Like, oh damn, did he just say that? Oh shit. Like, and sometimes you couldn't even react. That's how shocking shit was when he said it. Chef Trez was like wowing and like, oh shit, did he just say that? Oh shit. Which was still dope. Both sides was dope. Both shit gave you something different, which made a great ass battle. This is a motherfucking classic. It don't take 10 motherfucking things to see it. This is a classic right here. This is a classic. Y'all niggas is bullshit. This, you could watch a battle one time and realize it's a fucking classic. It just gives you that feel. Like, I watched it one time. You don't need to watch battles 18 times. I'm exaggerating, but you know, you don't need to watch battles 6, 5. Like, you don't need to. That's dope if you do. But really, if you're watching the battle that many times, nigga, that means you writing shit down, so when you do your motherfucking recap, you can repeat their bars. Fuck outta here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Fuck outta here with that bullshit. Anyway, like I was saying, battle was fire. It was like if Jackie Chan and Jet Li was the fight. It was a classic fight. Classic battle. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was just, it was different. Like, John is putting on dope battles, and Smack and them was putting on, like, okay battles. This battle right here showed that Smack, URL, that they still got it, that they still know what they're doing. And I think they got to start putting trust into other battlers that are out there that they think, oh, I don't think he's going to be good on here because they're not doing good out there. You got to remember, shit is different when it's on Smack. Shit is different when it's on URL. Shit is different. When shit is on URL, it's just different. Like, you could take a dude that's doing good on another league that maybe, like, and say he's just, like, he's corny, though. And I'm only saying corny because he just, you know, talks about, like, fantasy stuff. All right? Now, then he comes rap over here. This is going to be totally, like, he might sound cool over there, but over here, he'll be like, yeah, what the fuck is this corny shit? Like, all right, now, I'm saying that to say this. Now, you take a dude like JC and put him on them other battle leagues where they kind of accept everything. Yeah, he might lose more or even win, but when you put that battler on Smack, it's going to be, I mean, sorry to keep on saying Smack, on URL, it's going to be different, nigga. It's going to be different. But I fucks with, I was about to say Smack again. Like, I fucks with Smack, though. I ain't getting the front. I don't know the nigga. I don't know none of these niggas. But I'm just saying, like, as what they doing, as the movement they got going, that's what I fuck with. I don't fuck with if a nigga got money. I don't fuck with if a nigga looks cool, talks cool. That shit don't mean nothing, nigga. I know a lot of pretenders that talk cool and look cool, and it don't mean they are cool. But I'm not saying that's no shots. I'm not saying nothing about Smack. I'm just saying why I fuck with dudes. I fuck with dudes because of the brick they lay down on their fucking adventure or their journey. The bricks they lay down. Like, that's what I fuck with when it comes to people. That's how I kind of look up to people in a way. Like, not look up like, oh, I want to be like him. But like, yo, that's dope the moves these niggas be making. That's dope the type of shit, you know what I'm saying? I want to be into shit like that. I got a lot of ideas and a lot of fucking, you know what I'm saying, like, things I think I could push forward or make big. You know what I'm saying? Y'all rock with me, y'all probably see all this happen. You know what I'm saying? You got a vision, you got to run with it. You got to make it happen, because if sometimes there ain't going to be people that is going to, you know, see your vision. And I don't think there's people who see my vision like I do. Because maybe I can't explain it all the way right. But anyways, that battle was amazing. I think it was like the second round. Chef Trez said this one bar. Like, oh my gosh, son. I slammed my phone. I was ready to jump out the window. I was ready to, I just slammed my phone on the ground. Luckily, that shit ain't break. And I was ready to jump out the window. My motherfucking girl called me. She was downstairs sleeping shit. She was like, what the fuck just happened? I was like, yo, this nigga just said some crazy shit. And I'm not going to tell you it, because I don't want to take no sauce off of it. I hope nobody, they need to stop doing that shit. Stop repeating the battler's bars. Because if niggas hear your shit first, just guide them to the battle. Niggas, guide them to the battle. Stop trying to put the niggas' bars on your shit to make people listen to what you're saying. That's low-key not cool to me. That's just my opinion, though. If you think my opinion is like fucking, oh, this nigga's corny, like, nigga, you know what? Fuck out of here. I don't give a fuck. I'm a nigga that I don't give a fuck what people think. And I'm glad I have that. To me, that's an advantage to not care what people think. There's too many people out there that care what people think. Fuck what people think. Know what I'm saying? Alright. Now, go watch that battle on URL. Go watch that battle. Comment on that battle. Throw a shout out to me saying that, yo, Biz Killer led me to this battle. You know what I'm saying? That would be dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to see who's fucking with me out there. You know what I'm saying? Throw a comment on my page. I'm just trying to see who fuck. You automatically in the FOH clan. It's a clan because it's a group of motherfuckers that have opinions that sometimes don't think alike, but we all know how to come together and fucking put our opinions together and still be able to talk our shit, and niggas could take it like men and not catch feelings. We don't catch feelings over here. We don't catch feelings over here. Words don't hurt us, motherfuckers. We grown-ups over here. I know motherfucking younger kids that don't let words get to them. And you can't. Once you learn that words are just words, I just want to make everybody I know and love understand that. And everybody that fucks with me understand that. Don't let words affect you, because they're just words. They ain't doing nothing to you. I say that to say this, nigga, watch battle rap. Everyone watch battle rap. Even if you think you don't like battle rap, just watch it. Girls, go watch the females. Watch the dudes. Come on, we need more females in them buildings. I don't see, like, when I be watching, I mean, I never went to an event, but we definitely need more females in there. Like, Smack, put more bitches on stage. Like, too many dudes. Too many dudes, man. Put something to look at. Put something to look at, too. Like, turn this shit into an event. The shit needs to be an event. Niggas need to come in like, coming from, like, the blue side, you know what I'm saying? Niggas need to come in from a side and, like, be called in. Like, more better, make that shit an event. Let niggas come into their music. I think I said that before. Let niggas come into their music. But, yo, JC and Chef Trez, dope-ass motherfucking battle. Go watch that shit. Go watch that shit, man. Comment on it. Like it if you like it. If you hate it, you just hating. But even if you don't like battle rap, check it out. Check it out. If you love hip-hop, support battle rap. If you like rap, support battle rap. If you like music, support battle rap. If you like poetry, support battle rap. You know what I'm saying? If you like performance arts, support battle rap. You know what I'm saying? I think everybody could find something in battle rap that they like. Support it. You'll enjoy it. You can find things in battle rap that everybody likes. Because there's all different type of battle rappers. But go check out that motherfucking battle. Stop bullshitting yourself. Go and check out that motherfucking battle on URL. The most respected battle league. I'm only saying that because that's they shit. But shout out to them. Shout out to Smack. Shout out to all them motherfuckers. Beasley, Chico. I don't know none of these niggas. I'm just shouting out niggas, like, you know what I'm saying, for the work they put in. And yo, y'all niggas, I just came in to tell y'all about this battle. I ain't really trying to break nothing down. I'm just trying to say, like, if you thinking about what you could compare it to, think about Jackie Chan versus Jet Li. And that's what you could compare that battle to. Dope battle. Dope motherfucking battle. Like I said, Jet Li's, that nigga's like on point. Every shot is deadly. Technical. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ill with it. Like, I thought Chef Trez was gonna almost die every round. Like, now Chef Trez is like Jackie Chan, cause this nigga could grab a ladder, fucking hit you with it. He could That's like his rebuttal. That nigga could grab something from off stage, boom, 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 hit you with it, fuck you up. You know what I'm saying? That's how it should be. Like, that nigga's creative, and you don't know what he's gonna say, or you don't know what he's gonna come up with, and he's dope with it. He knows what he's doing. Shout out to Chef Trez. And Chef Trez, just because they say JC1, because even I say JC1, it doesn't mean you really lost, nigga. You did really good. You rocked with a motherfucking top tier dude that could fucking... And JC is top tier, nigga. It's just the battles that he got and the battle leagues that he got, it makes his shit seem like he's not up there. But the nigga's up there. It's just that niggas be hating. Niggas be hating on somebody, and now that he's on the stage, JC's pretty much doing the same shit he's been doing on the other one. It's just that when he's on a different stage in front of different people and different and niggas is actually fucking with it, that's what it is. Like I was saying though, go watch that battle on YouTube. On URL, go watch that shit. Ultimate Rap League. Just in case y'all niggas don't know, if y'all need me to spell it out, go watch that shit. Go support battle rap. Comment on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Let niggas know what you think. Check out my YouTube channel too. BizKiller is my YouTube channel. You know what I'm saying? I got some shit on there y'all could check out. But also, this ain't about me, nigga. This ain't about me. This is about that motherfucking battle. This is about that battle. JC versus Chef Trez. Nigga. Do y'all niggas understand what just happened? A classic. And you only gotta watch it one time. All y'all niggas be like, you haven't watched it three times, so maybe it's a classic. Shut the fuck up. Fuck out of here with that bullshit. Nigga, you don't gotta watch something. Oh, it's a classic eventually. You could tell. You could tell. A nigga could put an album on. Say nigga got an album, you put that shit, you play that shit all through one time, you be like, damn, nigga, that shit was fire the whole way through. That you could tell a classic of them. Niggas be like, oh, gotta tell a classic 3 months or like, oh, let's give it some time. Like, get the fuck out of here. It don't take that long. You know when shit's a classic. That battle was a motherfucking classic. Both of these niggas won, even though JC, to me, won. To me, JC was the better man, but technically, both of them had a great showing. That's what I mean by both of them one, because they had a great show. Chef Trez showed that he could rock with these niggas. So that's a good thing. So even if you heard you lost, Chef, just remember, man, you got much respect for that, son. Much respect. So shout out to you. And JC, keep doing what you do. Keep doing what you do. Show these niggas. And Smack, start. Yo, the only way to really make your shit stay going forward is just book all these niggas. Even the niggas you don't want to book, book them. Because they all food. They all food. Think about it. The more food you got on your plate, the more servings you can have. No, let me rephrase that. The more food you got on your table, the more servings you can have. You know what I'm saying? Book all these niggas. And then you saving money in the process because some of them is just going to want to be on Smack. URL. Ultimate Rap League, nigga. Come on, book all these niggas, all of them. Stop playing around, stop cherry picking. That's why I think URL sometimes think because they cherry pick, they're trying to only have the, no, you gotta have everything. Y'all niggas know you want to have all type of battlers on there. You know you do. Because I heard years ago, y'all niggas like, y'all get mad if we... Y'all setting the fucking bar too high every time. Now the bar is high as fuck. Now that bar, your next battle gotta be flame on all the way through. Y'all niggas is giving too high expectations for us, and then we expect that. A nigga like me don't. I enjoy every battle for what it is. Because it's like a piece of artwork. It's like something that happened. It's an event. It's a time. It's a moment. Everything, every battle rap is a moment. Even though it don't got, even if it's bad or good, it's a moment. You remember when that nigga lost? You remember that nigga won? You remember that nigga got dusted? You remember that nigga got smoked? Like, it's a moment. For the fans, it is. But yo, go check out that battle. I ain't telling you shit about the battle. All I'm gonna tell you is that shit is fire. I'm not telling you nothing, no bars, none of that shit. Go watch that shit. That's the whole motherfucking point. Go to YouTube on your motherfucking laptop, on your cell phone, on your computer. If niggas are still using fucking desktops, I don't even know. Like, on some real shit. But, you know, go on your laptop, go on your cell phone. Shit, if you got anything else that could go on there, you got motherfucking a watch that could go on there, then shout out to you. Like, motherfucker, go on whatever you go on, your tablet, whatever. And go to Ultimate Rap League, which is URL. And you gonna see that nigga smack with the beard. You know what I'm saying? You gonna hear him say shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And then, you know what I'm saying, you're gonna hear Beasley talking to you when he's introducing all that shit in the introduction. You're gonna hear Beasley talking to a nigga like, yo. But I ain't talk like Beasley though, but I ain't. And then you're gonna see that battle, and then yo, this is a moment. People need to see this shit. JC versus Chef Trez. Shout out to the battlers. Shout out to the motherfucking league. Y'all did y'all thing. Like I said, to me, JC won. I think to a lot of people, JC won. And it should be just like that. Chef Trez, you did good. But I think JC was different and better. His shit was shocking. His shit was like, oh, like sometimes I couldn't even talk. I couldn't even cheer sometimes. Like, shit was lit. Hey, yo. Go check the motherfucking battle out. Right after you done listening to this, go check that motherfucking battle out. All right? Thanks for watching. Comment, rate, subscribe, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying? Rock with me. You follow me. You subscribe to me on YouTube. Whatever, you automatically FOH. Gang, 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 motherfucker, FOH clan. We up in here and we taking over. We taking over motherfucking iTunes, which is probably Apple Podcast now, I think. We're going to take over all this shit. We're going to take over Podomatic. Fuck with me. Find me on there. You know what I'm saying? Fuck with me. Let's take this shit over. You know what I'm saying? Real niggas stand up. And a real nigga is anybody who motherfucking is just themselves. That's a real nigga to me. A nigga is somebody who themselves, who's not front, no matter what you do in life. Being a criminal to me doesn't only make you real. A real criminal to me is a nigga who had to do what he got to do to survive. That's how I was raised. A nigga had to do what he had to do to survive, to provide for his motherfucking family. And that's what this is. This is my hustle now, and I'm doing what I got to do to spread the word and survive. and provide for my family. You know what I'm saying? That's what it's about. That's what everything should be about. That's what gives anybody the motivation. Now, like I said, fuck with me, I fuck with you. You know what I'm saying? Let the motherfucking haters hate. That's what they supposed to do. Shout out to all y'all, yo. Like I said, comment, rate, subscribe, fuck with me. FOH Gang, Bitch Killer. Stay going, straight forward, stay focused, and let the motherfuckers haters hate. Fuck out of here, nigga.